Hey everyone, welcome to the Thanks for Having Me podcast. As always, this is your host, Jesse Phillips, and I hope you're having a good evening or morning or whenever you're listening to this. Currently, I'm recording this at almost 8 p.m. Tuesday, April 18th, because I forgot to upload or record this before Monday, April 17th. Meant to get it out first thing Monday morning, but here we are. I guess better late than never, but either way, hope you're having a good day as you're listening to this. Today, I'm going to be telling a story about my first time in a recording studio. So I've spent a lot of time over the years in recording environments, a lot of home studios, a lot of professional recording studios. I mean, even spaces that I never thought I'd be in. Like, I used to buy those CDs and look up where they recorded everything, and have gotten to play in some of the studios that I read about when I was in high school. So, love recording, love the whole process, and it all stemmed from my 13th birthday. So, for my 13th birthday, my parents bought me studio time. It was at a studio in the Philippines, and it was a few hours from us, but I was so excited to see what the inside of one actually looked like and the whole process, so I began scrambling, trying to figure out what we would even record, like what songs, you know. As I had mentioned in a previous episode, I didn't have any original songs ready to record, and I got a couple of covers. I listened to a lot of Creed and the genre known as butt rock. Listened to a lot of that back in those days, and found a couple songs that would be fun to record, and then ripped them onto a CD to show my friends who lived in Baguio City who were in a band. So there was a drummer, a bassist, another guitar player, a lead vocalist. I'm trying to think if there was a keys player. I don't think there was a keys player, but anyway, I called them up before I went up and said, "Hey, I've got some studio time. Would you guys be interested in playing along with me and recording some Creed covers?" And they were super excited. They were like, "Yeah, let's do this." So we show up to Baguio City, which is, again, a few hours away from where we were living, and got to rehearse for a couple days with this band. Super excited to just step into a studio, you know, like I've never done that before. And we pull up to the spot with some gear. They already had most of what we needed, but I needed my pedals. And by pedals, I mean it was a singular multi-effect zoom pedal. And I don't remember if it was the 505 or the 606 pedal, but either way, the preset G6 was, how do you say, very fuzzy, super high gain, sounds awful, but at the time, I thought it was the coolest sound I had ever heard. So I had that G6 preset ready to roll on my Zoom pedal. I had an Essex guitar. It was like a Strat, you know, a little cheap Strat, and my friends brought some of their equipment. There was an electronic drum set that was in the spot, in the studio for us. And we set up. The engineers are like, you know, "What tempo is this?" And I was like, "I don't know what that means. It's, you know, it's kind of an upper pace tempo, I guess." And they're like, "No, like how many beats per minute?" So we can put that into the session. And I was like, not going to lie, I have no idea what that means. But they were okay with it. They're just like, "We'll hit record. You guys just do your thing. If you already know, you know, what you're supposed to do, you guys just play, and we'll give you the Pro Tools files afterwards." So, yeah, I had no idea what I was getting into. They hit record. I get super nervous, and the drummer counts off for the song "Higher" by Creed, and we just go in. My G6 preset. Super fuzzy. It almost sounded like white noise. distorted white noise, basically. Just playing that lead line. It was just bad. I felt amazing during it, though. I loved it. The process was super fun. I feel like I learned a ton just by being there and being in proximity of people who knew what they were doing with engineering and recording multi-track stuff. It was definitely a learning curve for me, but loved every second of it. So that kind of started this process for me of getting into music on a recording level, creating things in tempo where you figure out what BPM something is so that you can record to that and have a metronome going and all these things. It was very enlightening. So I've teased it a couple times on social media where I've said I have some Creed covers that are just bad that I'll share someday. And I'll share a clip of it with you right now. I ask for you not to judge me or send complaints, but rather to listen with an open ear at my almost 13-year-old self playing With Arms Wide Open by Creed. I'm on the lead guitar and rhythm guitar. I didn't know at the time that you could play both and just track over the same, you know, recording. So they said, play the rhythm first, and then we'll go and track your lead part over top of it. So you'll hear me playing both rhythm and lead parts. And I had bass, drums, and vocals from that band that I knew. But yeah, you know, just try not to judge me too hard. Prepare your ears for some high gain fuzz, white noise guitars. So for the first time, for your listening pleasure, here's my 12, almost 13-year-old self playing With Arms Wide Open by Creed. So there you have it, my first recording in a recording studio. Definitely, I'm sure, surprised the engineers with my tones, but if you've made it this far, you're a trooper, thank you. I don't know how much I'm legally allowed to play of that song, so if you want to hear more of it, I will send you the MP3, just let me know. Go to thanksforhaving.me. Fill out the form there, send me a message, and I can send you back an email with the MP3, and you can punish yourself even more. I'd also love to hear your first recording, so if you've got it, let me know. I would love to swap just absolutely horrible demos that we've done. I do have a couple more of those demos that we did, and one's a Reliant K song, so There's plenty more to be tortured by if you're so interested. Anyway, it's been a pleasure spending time with you. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and as always, thanks for having me.